the year was 1955. James Dean and Marilyn Monroe, and the rock and roll king was starting to swing down in a Tupelo. Black leather jackets and tight big pants were the manly dress of the day. The top 40 record was the latest craze that was sweeping the USA. But the good news is gonna mark Georgia, spread like a fire through the town. Was it Becky McGuire, was it with a child and without a wedding gown? And the folks all turned and whispered, and you knew what was on their lips. Ah, who was the man that a Becky McGuire can win? Well, the year was 1965, and the young were a-getting high. John and Paul, George and Ringo were setting the world on fire. It was flower power, beads and sandals, and people were reading the stars. And out in the streets they were marching for peace, saying we don't want no war. But the big news is coming out Georgia that you heard being passed around. Was it Becky McGuire, was it living like a queen on the finer side of the town? A shameless woman with a nameless child looking down from the top of the hill. And you could hear them all saying, I wonder who's paying to keep her secret still. Well, the year was 1976 and a story was being told about a valley forge and a general named George and a war 200 years ago. They were waving flags out on every corner, paying tribute to Freedom's Day. And the celebration stretched across the nation, Happy Birthday, USA. But the big news in Tenemount, Georgia, was Miss Becky McGuire had died. Clutched in her hand, they found three faded letters dated May 1955. And each one read, I'm a-having your child, I hate to bring your good name down. Addressed to the leading banker, the local judge, and the mayor of the town. Yeah, the big news in Tenemark, Georgia, spread like a fire through the town. Was it Becky McGuire, was it with a child and without a wedding gown? And the folks saw